And a good morning to you. It is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Tony Deusing in this Saturday. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. He will take your lawn and garden questions at 869-1330. That's 869-1330. That's in the 316 area code, 869-1330. And a good morning to you, Jason. How are things going at Stutzman's? I know this is September. You guys probably have some sales on some summer items and other things going on. Tell us what's going on at Stutzman's right now.
Oh, man, it is a beautiful day. It feels like fall today. I know we'll warm up a little bit more, but those warm days are getting lesser and lesser, and they don't stay as hot for so long. So, yeah, definitely starting to feel like fall, and a lot going on at all of the garden centers. We really moved a lot of fall items out to the stores, everything from, you know, the straw bales to pumpkins to all the funky pumpkins and geeky gourds and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, great time for fall, but that does, like you mentioned, we do have a few sales on things. That means we have to make some room. And so I know there's a few summer annual planters, things like that remaining in the locations, and those are all half off right now. So you get some great color that'll last, you know, well into October for a good deal. And then also, not our fall things like mums and asters, but any of the summer perennials and things that we have, a great time to be planting those, but doing those at half off as well. I know we have some hardy hibiscus left at a few of the stores, things like that. So, you know, it'd be a great time. Maybe do some fall decorating on the porch or patio and maybe pick up a few perennials or things to get planted in, since fall is such a good time for planting as well.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, on the front porch, that's, I like to do stuff in the fall on the front porch, you know, besides just getting a pumpkin, maybe a plant or two. And tell me, I'm thinking mums or maybe pansies. What is there a preference? Or what do you think if you were going to decorate your front porch right now in September?
Well, if it was, you know, freestanding items, the mums are going to give you a little more height, a little more size per plant, but maybe in front of that or a little bit lower, we do have some nice pansy bowls, and those would give you, again, great color till it gets pretty cold. Now, that bowl isn't very big a soil volume, so they probably won't overwinter in that, but if you were maybe filling in some of your bigger pots from spring and summer that are kind of wearing down as we go, you know, the pansy is a great one. Can go all through the winter or in the ground, go all through the winter and even give you great spring color while we're still frosty and too cold for that other stuff. So kind of depends a little bit on your setting. And, you know, a lot of people put a straw bale behind it, maybe some pumpkins on it, and then have a mum or two or a pansy bulk, or, you know, we haven't really ever mentioned them, but we do a really colorful, neat pepper bowl as well. These little ornamental peppers are, oh, the pot's probably 10 or 12 inches tall in total, but all of these oranges and reds and purples and these little ornamental peppers are all ripening as well. So that's another plant option that has that great fall palette of color to it.
Yeah, exactly. And as we get into September and October, we start thinking homeowners about their lawns and, well, should I reseed or overseed? And tell us about what you think about, seeding this time of the year. Is it good to do that now, or do we need to wait until the spring?
You know, most of the grass that people have in their yards, fall is the ideal time for that. And that's our cool season grass, they're called. And that's fescue, or we do occasionally run into a little bluegrass or a fescue bluegrass mix. And those prefer the cooler times of the year, the fall, the winter, the spring, and, you know, the summer is the toughest part to them. And so ideally we want to plant the grass as far away from time-wise that tough time, and so they have the most time to grow and establish and thicken and, you know, become mature before we get to that. And so that's why, one of the reasons why fall is such a great seeding time. The other problem, you know, with spring seeding we're not able to use our crabgrass preventers and things because they don't know the difference between crabgrass seed and fescue grass seed. They just stop those things from coming up. And so spring seeding, you know, that I think more is for a little problem areas or little spots maybe where some work was done and we disturbed the soil, things like that, where you can kind of watch that little area. But a lot of lawns, I mean, we were dry throughout the listening area this summer and we were fairly hot. And so a lot of them have kind of thinned. It's not that our lawn's dead, and it's not that there's huge spots of nothing, but it just isn't as thick as it was, and that's where overseeding really shines and is not a real complicated process. You know, if it's really thin, you may want to have a slicer to, you know, do some application of the seed, but a lot of cases we can just broadcast that directly over our existing grass. And, you know, as we water and keep it growing, you know, it'll sprout and come up and then naturally thicken that grass without having to do a big renovation or anything like that. And so, you know, overseeding, even if you did it every few years, it just really keeps that lawn thick and healthy, and thick grass keeps weeds out, so you have less problems with that. So it really is a great time to do that. And I've probably this season seeing more overseeding. I don't think we have quite as many people that wanted to take the whole lawn out and start clear over. I think with some of the heat and the water and some of those things, we're thinking a little bit more of you know, the cost and the effort and just doing that overseeding just to really thicken things up and get things growing again.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you did bring up a bit. I did want to ask you, too, about what is the best strategy for weed control as we get into the fall? What should we do now or not do now?
Well, you know, and If you're not seeding, there's, you know, lots of different things you can do. If you're thinking about seeding, though, you would want to maybe, if you have quite a few weeds that you can see, do a weed spray, like we've talked about the Weed Beater Ultra, and just spray it over the grass, and it'll kill out all those leafy things. But it doesn't really have any soil activity within, you know, a week or less probably you can start seeding. So, you know, that also will help you get a thicker grass, having no competition with some of those weeds while your overseeding's happening. Now, if the lawn's okay and we're not doing any seeding this fall, I still would do that spray for existing weeds. But for my fall treatments, I would actually use a fertilizer that has a pre-emergent, like Dimension is one that we have. There are some weeds that come up through the fall and winter, and they stay really small through the winter, and then as soon as spring gets here, they grow. And the ones that are the biggest problems are grasses, and they kind of have that life cycle like a wheat crop. Our wheat gets planted here soon, and it comes up in the, and is just a little plant all through the winter, and then as soon as spring comes, it grows really big, has its seed head, turns brown and dies. Well, these weedy grasses do the same thing. And we had a lot of problems with little barley and cheatgrass and some of those this spring. And so putting down the pre-emergent with the fertilizer where we're not seeding will help you avoid some of those things coming up as well.
Yeah, exactly. You are listening to the Stussman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Tony Dissing in the studio here in Wichita. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stussman's Greenhouse, and he will take your lawn and garden questions at 316-869-1330. And Jason, I did want to ask you about, I saw on the website, you have a great website, stutzmans.com. Check it out, stutzmans.com. And on there, there's great information. And one of the things on there is 10 great reasons to start gardening today. It's a cool little video that you can go in and think about. Maybe I want to do some gardening. If I wanted to garden, maybe I might ask you about what are some of the best vegetables to start to grow in September? Can you do that? Or do we have to wait till spring?
No, there are some really good things we can seed yet for, you know, fall crops. And it can be maybe you have a garden area in the ground you want to use, and you can do that. Or a lot of these that we can still do at this time of year also do great in a large container. So again, if you've got some stuff that, you know, kind of ran its course through the spring and summer, you can take that out, get a little freshen that soil up a little bit, and you can use some of those containers as well. But I would look more, and they don't have a real long season to get ready to harvest, these ones we can do now, but a lot of our greens, lettuces, spinach, things like that do very, very well, and I've grown them in containers lots and lots of times. But you could also do a few of some of the root crops yet would have a good amount of time to get a edible thing on them. A lot of people do some really nice fall radishes, and so that's another one that's kind of fun. You can do in a pot or in the ground, but they don't take terribly long to get ready, and the temperatures are cooler and nicer, and so they don't tend to get as hot and spicy, or sometimes they get kind of woody center to them when they're growing when it's hot. And so doing a quick crop in the fall of some of those things, they really turn out really nice. So there are definitely some things we could do, you know, vegetable gardening outdoors and all. Also do get people that maybe it's one they're going to bring in they've been growing, or they get some seed and can start it outside in the pot right now and then bring it in. But herbs are another one that, you know, a little sunny windowsill, they tend to do really well indoors. And the way you use most of those herbs is very conducive to having them in a pot inside, because as they start to get a lot of new growth on them, well, herbs, we trim those off and we use them. And so that keeps that plant size-wise kind of in control and bushier, and the bushier they are, the more tips there are for you to use. And so that's another item that, you know, could be outdoors now and actually come in and be used through the winter as well for some fresh herbs. So don't always think to mention the herb part of it. We think more of, you know, the lettuce and the radish and the cool season things that are going to grow and finish outdoors. But some of those other things are great projects as well.
Yeah, exactly. Starting to garden, and I've had some friends who have thought about it and said, "Oh, it's too much work." But I had one that started just a little bit, like you said, maybe herbs, and then next year maybe some strawberries, and just grow into it. So it's not a big drastic thing all at once. And as he was doing that, he was learning about gardening and things like that. So it's pretty fun to garden, you know, and grow your own stuff. Don't you think?
It is, yeah. But you know, and not as a discourager, but as an encourager, especially if you're new to it, I always encourage people to, kind of like you said, start a little bit smaller, you know, a few items you like or have an interest in, see how that works out, see the care and whatever maintenance is taken, you know, to do it, and build on it, because we feel a lot better if we're fairly successful of adding something and doing something more. Where I have unfortunately had some people, you know, that came in, had never gardened, you know, were digging up a huge area in the yard, going to plant every different kind of thing in the garden all the first time. And you go to all that work and you get going. Well, then they find out through the season that, you know, I have to water this stuff. I have to weed this stuff. Yeah. Some of it might need a spray or something. And, you know, and if you have this huge thing that you've never done before, sometimes it's a little overwhelming. Where if you start with just a little plot and plant a few things and kind of, like you said, grow into it, pretty soon you can find out the things that do well and the things that produce enough to be worthy to grow yourself and eat, and just end up with a lot better experience, I think.
Yeah, exactly. That's really cool. This is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Tony Dusing, and of course we have from Stutzman's Greenhouse our lawn and garden expert, Jason French, and he'll take your lawn and garden questions at 869-1330, 869-1330. That's in the 316 area code. You know, Jason, I did want to ask you about the locations. You have locations all across Wichita, Derby. I know we're also on live right now in Dodge City. We're across the state. I did want to ask you about, so the locations, you know, they're fully open, but in the middle of the winter, you guys do close for a bit, these remote locations. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, you know, generally our season, it's a little different than some of the other businesses you'll find with a seasonal location. You know, some of them just do spring and then kind of get out of it. But where we do such a big fall thing, we stay open all summer. So generally, I tell people our season is basically freeze to freeze. So once we're done freezing, you know, end of March, first part of April, we'll start bringing things in and kind of slowly open. And then as we go the other direction, you know, as it starts getting colder and all, we'll kind of start finishing up with things. And as it begins to get to where it's, you know, hard freezing and all, we do wrap up and close things up. And usually that's, you know, last part of October is usually when we start having a hard freeze or two. And so, you know, we still have seven, eight weeks of season left, but then we'll shut those down. We bring everything back to the mothership here in Pleasant View. And, you know, our location here, though, just west of Hutchinson, like 5 miles off Highway 50, it's a pretty easy drive wherever you're coming from, but we're open year-round here. And so if people are just familiar with our locations, you know, our outdoor locations, a lot of them may not realize here in Pleasant View, you know, we have almost an acre of, you know, greenhouse plant space undercover that's, you know, it's open year round. And then we'll have our gift shop and our boutique that kind of change with the seasons. Everything is very fall right now in those. And then, you know, before long, poinsettias come on in the greenhouse and Christmas comes on in the gift shop and everything. And so kind of a neat place to come, and we get people on just a gloomy, cold day in the wintertime that stop out at the greenhouse just to get a little warmth and a little greenery in their life and check things out. But this location here being open year round, it's kind of fun. But yeah, we've got 7 or 8 weeks left to enjoy all the locations closest to everybody.
Yeah, exactly. The Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And I do want to remind people, you know, I know the state fair is starting up this week. It's already started. And you guys, when you talk about Pleasant View, you're not too far away from Hutchinson. You're just to the west of there. So maybe make that a part of your trip. If you're going to the state fair, you say, I might go out and check out the big garden location, the production facilities over there at Pleasant View. Isn't that right, Jason?
Yeah, and I enjoy this time of year. We do get a lot of people from different parts of the state that stop by and check everything out. And looks like it's going to be a terrific year for the state fair. We get a little warmer later in the week, but, you know, some years we've had near hundreds or lots of rain and, you know, looks like 80s and 60s for most of the fair. So should be a really good time. And while we don't do a booth out at the fair, as you walk around and check things out there, you will see quite a few different containers and plants and things that we grew and had ready for the fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And of course, you're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse, taking your lawn and garden questions at 869-1330. And that's exactly what Robert did. He called us up. And Robert, you got a question here for Jason?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about fall seeding, overseeding your lawns and stuff, and I didn't catch quite all of it. I've got about an acre and a half of lawn, and I try to divide it up every fall and reseed some areas. And I've always been spraying like a Trimec wheat in the fall, you know. And yeah, if I do that, I can't seed in that area. But is there something you were mentioning that I could actually spray that would do the fall bench, like for dandelions and stuff like that in the spring? I know I do it as a fall prevention thing. Can I do something like that in the fall and then still go ahead and seed within a week or two of that?
Yeah. the one I've had good luck with that we handle, it's called a Weed Beater Ultra, like you're going to beat those weeds. And it is a 2,4-D free one. It doesn't have that in it, and it doesn't have any kind of weed preventer. It's strictly going to kill what's there at the moment. And, you know, you might check the label, but I think it most of those only have, like, they recommend a maximum of, like, 7 days, I think, on a lot of those before you can reseed and really... I mean, I would follow the label, but once that's been put on and absorbed by the plant and, you know, maybe have gotten a watering or something to it, it's pretty much done what it's going to do. The plant takes a little while to die, but where you don't have any soil activity, you shouldn't have any issue with seeding.
Right. I mean, like, if I use like a Trimec, which has got some dicamba in it and stuff like that, you can't overseed in that area, though. Is that correct?
I would check your label. Most of those, unless they have a preventer in there, within a certain number of days, you should be able to reseed that.
All right. And whether I broadcast or slice seed, it wouldn't make any difference at that.
No, it would not really make any difference. Kind of just depending on how... thin the lawn is. If it's fairly good, you know, you can just do a broadcast over it. If it's really thin, you may want to do a more of a slice seed.
Well, it's pretty thick, but I guess my experience has been I get a better stand if I do use a slice seed. I get a better...
Probably. You will definitely increase that seed to soil contact with it.
Right. I get a better stand that way. I don't lose much seed, doesn't seem like, but okay, but that helps. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Robert. He called us at 869-1330 on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on KNSS. We're here every Saturday in the 10 o'clock. Yeah, we start at 10 o'clock at 10 o'clock and 10 to 10:30. And one of the things I did want to ask you about, Jason, is the seeds, garden seeds. I see a lot of times in places where you can buy garden seed, they have like the plain regular, say for instance, fescue garden seed. And then they have these garden seeds that have a coating on them. Any difference in that? Or do you prefer one over the other?
Generally, not a whole lot of difference. You know, fescue seed, they really not much reason to coat it or do too much with it. Some of the other grass seed, like Bermuda, they almost call it pelleted. It's coated, but that grass seed is almost like dust. And so if you tried to put it on raw, it's pretty difficult to get a very even application. So that helps with that. Now, like with garden seed, vegetable seed, some of the ones you will find occasionally will have like a little fungicide on the seed itself. Yeah. Usually they're bigger things, seeds, and sometimes they're more warm weather seed. And so people maybe try to push the season planting corn or cucumbers or some of those. And so sometimes you do see those treated and they'll be hot pink or blue or something. And that's a fungicide to keep that seed from rotting until it sprouts and starts growing. It doesn't really go into the plant or anything. It's strictly on the outside of it. But some of those, that's what that coating is. And it does help with some of those issues. If our ground is the temperature it's supposed to be for seeding, you know, most of those things come up so quickly that there isn't a rot issue. But some of those, if it's kind of cool and wet and it has to sit there a little bit before it sprouts, you can have seed rotting issues.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, we're almost done with the show. I did want to ask about the locations. They're all open around Wichita, Derby. Tell us about some of the locations.
Yeah, we would have all 12 locations open. Of course, we mentioned Pleasant View, but location down in Derby, and then Rock Road, just north of 96 by Sam's Club, 21st and Webb at the Cambridge Marketplace, and 13th and Tyler there in Wichita. And then as you head a little north, you could hit Newton, McPherson, Salina, or if you're heading out west, you could hit, of course, Hutchinson, and then Pratt, Great Bend, Dodge City. So a lot of different places we can help everybody out this fall.
I love it. It's the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. You can check out Stutzman's.com on the web. They're also on Facebook, so you can get some information there, Twitter. But I would definitely look at the Stutzman's.com website. Thanks for listening this Saturday. I'm Tony Dusing, and of course, Jason French, our lawn and garden expert from Stutzman's Greenhouse. We'll be back next week, 10 a.m. Make sure you're here with us on KNSS.